Welcome to the Story Pirates Podcast. The Story Pirates take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. Now, if you're new to the Story Pirates Podcast, you can keep listening here for a hilarious story written by a real kid. Or, if you want to take the whole ride, head on back to Season 1, Episode 1 and start listening there. That episode is a great place to start. It's called I Love a Ghost / Fred the Carrot. But whether you're a new listener or a longtime listener, we're so excited to share with you a brand new story right here every week until Season 6 comes out later this year. And one of those stories is coming up right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow, this egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show. We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination. If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
How did our brains even come together? Like, it's so cool.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. Today's brand new story is about following your dreams and always believing that what you want to do in life is possible, even if you're a hamster. And even if, as a hamster, your dream is to play college football with humans. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Silas. I'm 10 years old, and I live in Pennsylvania. And this is my story, Taste the Turf.
It's the NIFL, the Non-Copyright Infringing Football League. What an exciting day for football!
Oh, no! The power went out! Hey, hamster brothers!
What is it, hamster one?
The power went out!
No! That means we can't watch football, our favorite sport!
Never fear, hamster two. I can generate power using our hamster wheel.
Go for it, hamster three.
It's wheel time, brothers!
You did it, brother! The TV is back on!
It's football time! Man, I love football! Nobody loves football more than me!
As if! We love football more than anyone!
The only way I could love football more is if I got to play football for
college.
But hamsters? Playing a college football? Never gonna happen.
We should just give up. And to make giving up on our dream official,
we'll do our special hamster brother handshake.
Bring in those paws, brothers. One, two, three.
Taste the turf.
Hamsters. My precious hamster sons.
It's Mom.
Did I hear you three giving up on your dream to play football at college? Sounds like we need to have a big talk. My boys, Hamster 1.
Yep.
Hamster 2.
Hi.
Hamster 3.
Yo.
About those names, Mom, you couldn't think of something more distinct?
The hamster litters are big. I was pretty spent. Anyway, back to my big talk. You're my sons. I love you. And always remember, fulfilling your dreams is important.
It is?
Wow, I never thought of
it
like that.
That's inspiring.
Now that we've finished our big talk, I'm off to go slam our water dispenser against the side of our cage. Bye!
Hamster Mom was right. Fulfilling your dreams is important.
You know what this means, brothers? We need to apply to
college!
Bring it in! One, two, three!
Taste the turf!
I'll just hop onto our computer and type up the application. Well, it's been 1 week since we applied to college, and nothing.
I knew we should have given up on our dream.
Hamsters!
Mom?
It sounds to me like it's time for another big talk. You're my sons. I love you. And always remember, you can store food in your cheeks so you'll never be hungry.
Oh, wow.
Oh, hey, there's corn in here. That's great advice, Mom, but I'm a little surprised you didn't mention us giving up on our dream.
What? Giving up on your dream? Right before you opened this letter from college?
A letter from college? Give it here! It says, ahem, we would love you at our school under one condition.
Huh?
You play football!
Yeah!
We did it! I'm so happy I could poop!
I already did!
Me too! As hamsters, that's appropriate.
Boys, stop pooping and start packing. College starts Monday.
Bring it in, brothers! One, two, three!
Taste the turf!
Here we are at college!
There's the coach's office. Let's show how much we love football by running in and interrupting whatever he's doing.
Oh, what's the meaning of all this hutting? Oh, it's my new hamster football players. Welcome to college, boys. Now, what positions do you want to play?
Quarterback.
Running back.
Wide receiver.
Nope. You'll be playing bench warmers and backups. Ha ha! Just kidding. Man, you should have seen the looks on y'all's tiny, fuzzy faces.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
I'll be honest with y'all. I've never coached hamsters before. But I got a feeling that despite your very small size, you're all gonna be big. So, you're all in as linemen.
You can count on us, coach.
You have a few days to practice, so get to it. One, two, three.
Taste the turf!
It's the day of the big game! We've been practicing for days. Are you scared, Hamster 2?
I'm so scared I could poop.
I already did. We're hamsters. It's fine.
Still, we'd better knock it off. The game is starting!
Welcome to the big football game. I'm your announcer, Guy Nameless. Quarterback drops back and, the safety has sacked the quarterback.
Come out! Team, we're only 5 seconds into this game, but it's going horribly. They sacked our quarterback. Hamster 1, you're in for QB.
I can do this!
Timeout is over and Hamster 1 is going in for quarterback? I might expect a hamster place kicker, but QB? Here comes the snap!
Hi!
And Hamster 1 steps back. Will he make the throw? Will he make the greatest pass in college football history? Will he? Nope, he's running out of bounds. Well, that's hamsters for you. Now, who is the coach going to put in as QB? Surely not another hamster.
Hamster 2, get in there and QB.
I can do this, I can do this, I can do this.
Taking over for quarterback is Hamster 2? What could the coach be thinking?
Hi.
Hamster 2 has the ball. He's got an open receiver. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe hamsters can play quarterback.
I'm doing it. I'm quarterbacking.
And Hamster 2 just threw the ball away, and by that I mean he literally threw the football straight into a trash can. Who's the coach gonna put in now? Surely it will be anyone except another hamster.
Hamster 3, your QB.
Are you sure, coach? You saw what happened with my brothers.
Actually, I wasn't watching. Now get in there and quarterback.
Yes, sir.
And once again, the coach is replacing his quarterback. But before I notice who he's putting in, I'm gonna take a nice long sip of my iced chai latte and... Leaping Lombardis, it's Hamster 3? There's no way this is going to work out well.
Brothers, the announcer's right. I can't be the quarterback.
None of us can be quarterback. We're all failures.
Failing the first time we tried is a clear sign that we should give up on our dream.
Time out.
And what is this? A timeout has been called by a hamster mom in the stands. Is that allowed?
Hamsters, march your fluffy little behinds over here right now.
Yes, hamster mom.
It's time for the biggest talk. Things didn't go right the first time you tried, but that doesn't mean you should give up forever. You can't let fear win. You can be afraid, but face your fears.
You're right. Let's get out there and win this.
But we'll need our best play.
Let's do Philly Philly. One, two, three.
Taste the turf.
The hamsters are back on the field. This is either going to be the greatest play of all time or so bad it'll go down in history for entirely different reasons.
Hike!
There's the snap. Hamster 3 flips it back to Hamster 1. Now Hamster 3 is pulling a Philly cheesesteak out of his cheek and eating it right there on the field?
I'm open!
Hamster 1 fires the ball deep to Hamster 2, then pulls a tub of Philly cream cheese out of his cheeks. What on earth is going on?
It's a cat, Hamster 2!
You can do it!
He's open, and... Touchdown!
We did it, brothers! Bring it in! One, two, three!
Taste the turf!
Oh, my hamster players, I knew you had it in you. Oh, I'm so excited we won.
I'm so excited I just pooped.
I already did.
Me too.
Me three.
Huh?
Well, the thing is, the end.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here. Thank you. Delicious sushi.
aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no, I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Oh, want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
First up, from an 11-year-old in New Hampshire named Aurora, we have a story called The Repeating Guy. Have you ever heard the figure of speech?
You can say that again.
Well, Aurora's story takes that figure of speech and really runs with it. Because one thing you can do when someone says,
"You can say that again,"
is you can say that again. And then they're like, "No, it was just a figure of speech. You can say that again." And then you say it again and everyone gets upset. And that's the premise of the story. It's hilarious. Thanks, Aurora. Next up, from 7-year-old Isaac in Utah, we have a story called Secrets of Writing. And it's pretty short, so how about I just read the whole thing? Ahem. By the sounds of the sea, the sounds of the plain, but you and I know there's no place like home. In the secrets of writing. Wow, Isaac, mysterious and kind of inspiring. Thanks for sending it in. From Imogen, a 6-year-old in Washington, we have a story called My Mother is a Bucket and My Father is an Apple. And I love a story that takes a universal truth, like the fact that everyone is different and that's okay, and then puts an absurd twist on it so that you can tell a funny story. And that's what happens in Imogen's story, because everybody realizes that their grown-ups are different than everyone else's. The main character, obviously, their mother is a bucket and their father is an apple, but there's another person in the story whose grown-ups are a pineapple and dirt. I love it! Great work, Imogen. And finally, from 5-year-old Bo in Alabama, we have a story called The Boy Who Rode a Motorcycle on Water. And Bo's story starts in a very interesting place. The main character is sick and tired of the fact that their grown-ups always want to drink coffee. Does that sound familiar to anyone out there? And so, one day, when the grown-ups are at the coffee shop waiting for their coffee, the main character slips outside and gets on a motorcycle and goes on the most incredible adventure you have ever seen, or heard about, or read, I guess. To find out everything that happens on that anti-coffee adventure, you're gonna have to read Bo's story. To read all of today's roll call stories, head to storypirates.com/podcast.
That was Roll Call.
And now it's time for you to write us a story. Grown-ups can submit kids' stories at storypirates.com. And remember, we respond to every single story we receive. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to Silas, today's new author. We'll be back next week with another brand new story. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at The Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbado. Taste the Turf was adapted by Alexis Simpson and features performances by Ryan Chittipong, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, Dennis Pacheco, Samantha Turrett, Heather Woodward, and Brandon Zellman. You know, I really learned so much from today's episode. There is so much wisdom in that story. So much wisdom, it'll actually be difficult for me to remember everything I learned. But there is one nugget of wisdom that I definitely will remember, and that is that hamsters love to poop.